You are listening to The Daily Connect here on RNIB Connect Radio. And it's my real pleasure this Friday morning to be joined by the women who run a brand new podcast. It's called Suddenly Sightless and is a fantastic new... Sorry?
I think it's best that the ladies of Suddenly Sightless sell this.
Okay, I've been shunted from my own show. Suddenly Sightless, take over.
Hi, my name's Alexandra. You guys might know me from doing the weekly fashion slot on what used to be the Morning Mix. And this is...
Hi, I'm Laura, and you will know me from Suddenly Sightless.
You'll know us from the podcast that we do where we literally giggle and just run off on tangents. But we do have specific topics to talk to you about today.
First of all, I'm going to start talking about some of the amazing dupe makeup products that I have found. And I worked it out today. I've actually saved myself £239.60.
Which I'm more than happy to spend.
Yeah, on something else. We found a lot of dupe makeups on the internet, in store and online. And they all have amazing reviews. And honestly, some of the products you cannot tell the difference other than that your purse has still got a lot of money in.
And we have tested this. You can take our word for it.
And we use a lot of these products on our makeup tutorials as well. So I'm going to go off with my dupe makeup bag, which I feel like every girl should have. So in my bargain bag, we have the Revolution Pro Brow Promenade.
Pomade.
I can never pronounce that. Which is £5. The original high-end costing is the Anastasia Beverly Hills Dip Brow at £19. So they save yourself £14.
Which I'm more than happy to spend again. Yeah.
The mascara we use is a Baby Roll by Maybelline.
L'Oreal.
Which is £7.99.
What would you do without me?
I don't know. And if you want to go high-end, you go for Benefit Roller Lash, which is £19.50. And we have an awful lot of these, but I think the main things to kind of pick up on are your basics for your base.
I think I just heard Chris roll his eyes.
So we can use a baby skin primer, which is £7.99, and it is pretty much the same as Benefit Professional.
Where I used to work at Benefit, and I can confirm it is the same, but you didn't hear that from me.
And it's so soft and creamy, and you put it on your skin, and it does, if you've got quite deep pores, it kind of fills them. So you can have a nice smooth base, but again, you save yourself like £20 there. If you're into your foundation, especially Estee Lauder Double Wear, which is up there with one of the best, at £32.50, you can switch for Primark's new long-lasting foundation, which is only £5.
And I can confirm I have tried both of these and I cannot tell the difference, other than the bottle is a little bit smaller, but Estee Lauder is my holy grail foundation. But I tried Primark, I thought, why not? Honestly, can't tell the difference.
No, and neither can I. I didn't even know that she'd switched. Anyone who watches a lot of YouTube tutorials will see the shape tape done by Tarte. So it's a bit of alliteration there. And it is currently £19. And there's a dupe for that in Revolution, in a new range called Revolution Pro. It's the exact shape bottle, the exact shape applicator, but it is £4. So it's £15 less than
and
you pay.
And speaking of YouTube videos, we also have a couple up and out there, still on the Suddenly Sightless channel. You will hear us chat about makeup a lot in our podcast. We are women, we are girly girls who like makeup. We've had a lot of people chat to us about makeup, and it is literally the same as you're hearing now. It's us bantering, laughing, interrupting each other, failing at high fives. But we have tried and tested all of these, so we thought what better platform to come and talk to you about it is RNIB Connect Radio.
Definitely. And I think the ultimate dupe that we have discovered actually saves you £48, and this is a beauty palette that you have to go on a waiting list for.
I have it.
And she has it, she's lucky. I'll just use hers because you all know I don't like spending any money. And it is the Huda Beauty Rose Gold Edition. And currently £56, apply for the waiting list, or go to your local Superdrug and buy the Revelation palette, which is £8. So you can all go and save lots and lots of money and thank me later.
What a bargain.
We have loads more dupes and I'll keep singing them till the cows come home, but honestly, they are incredible.
You are listening to Suddenly Sightless. We have taken over the RNIB Connect radio station. Yay! So Laura knows that I am obsessed with stars. If it's on clothes, if it's on jewellery, especially if it's on makeup, I'm obsessed with it.
Yes, I've had my jewellery box raided.
Definitely. And I was in Sainsbury's the other day and I was looking at the TU clothes and they had 25% off all clothing. So I thought, right, the bank balance is about to get hit. So I was nosing around and I found this gorgeous navy and white striped jumper. And I do struggle with stripes being sight impaired. They kind of look like they're flashing to me. But this is like chunky navy stripes with white thin stripes. Mm. So I find that's easier to cope with visually. And it had a massive silver glittery sequin star on the front. And I was like, that's in my trolley before I could even say I was going to do it. I also have a Peter Pan collar jumper. And the collar has got some bling on it as well, which I am wearing today. And Laura's already told me that from what she can see of it, she loves it.
I just wish I was her size. Also been like a lot on Topshop about leopard print and stuff. How do you feel about that?
I don't really like leopard print because it just screams Mel B from the Spice Girls to me. Scary Spice. I like it in very small amounts. So if it's sort of leopard print shoes, I think that's really nice, or a leopard print bag. But I don't like these big leopard print coats and the leopard print dresses. I don't know. I feel like me being so small as well, because I'm just under 5 foot, I think it would make me look like a leopard walking on a high leg, which I am fierce. I don't want to look like it. But I think it is a good way to just show a little bit in your fashion trend. So you can show that maybe you've got a wild side, but you're not that wild.
Yeah. No, I've seen a lot of it kind of put together with neon makeup as well, and that's quite in your face.
Yes, definitely. Although I did just buy a Morphe palette, 35B. It was £23.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's £6.50 less than Urban Decay, but you get 24 more colours in it, and it's all like neon bright colours, and I love it. I'm really into colourful eyes at the moment. I feel like it's carrying on from summer into autumn, and the burgundy theme is carrying on, not just from jeans and shoes, but into lipsticks and eyes. And if you've got blue eyes like me and Laura, make can pop with red eyeshadow. It doesn't matter if you can't see out of them, everyone else can. So it's quite fun when you listen to our podcast and we sort of verbally batter each other, and then we're all, oh, I love you, I love you too. But it's, like I say, it's all good fun, and you can watch the video, you can listen to the podcast on SoundCloud, I do believe. We also have a Facebook page called Suddenly Sightless and an Instagram page called Suddenly Sightless. And if you see Charlie's Cangels, that's us, because we're always on adventures with our canes, which we have lovingly nicknamed Michael Caine and Harry Caine.
I don't want you to go back to Chris. Should we carry on doing it?
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should.
I'm afraid to say, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in the middle of a takeover. The ladies of Suddenly Sightless, the podcast about fashion, makeup, anything that you want from the fantastic Alexandra Lucas and Laura Greaves, have taken over the Daily Connect. Guys, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm really enjoying it today. Can I ask, before I give up the shackles once again, what was the inspiration for your podcast, Suddenly Sightless?
Well, me and Laura met a couple of months ago at a working age forum
hosted by the RNIB,
funnily enough. And there were a lot of inspirational speakers there, but I kind of felt like it was aimed more towards the older generation than towards us. But I got talking to one of the inspirational speakers and promptly burst into tears. And that's when Laura tapped me on the shoulder and went, hi, I'm Laura. And I was like, oh, hi, I'm married. And so we started meeting up regularly. We started chatting and we both agreed that there isn't really much aimed towards people in their mid-20s who it's just happened to. It's more like, oh, I was in my 30s when I lost my sight, or I've been blind from birth. No one really talks about it. So we decided that we are going to be aiming for that gap in the market.
Yeah.
And we've noticed that we had so much in common and we kind of naturally banter off each other. Yeah. And that's when Suddenly Sightless was born.
Yeah, and we have a lot of like skills between us that we just wanted to share. Like, I love cooking, Alex loves makeup. I'm cheap, she's not. And it all kind of comes together and we have a really good kind of setup now.
It's become quite fun as well. Yeah. It's not just work. Like, we will literally sit there, we'll watch movies all day, and then we'll record a podcast.
We just spent an hour asking Alexa ridiculous questions. So,
which is coming up on episode 5.
But we just get on really well, and we're so glad we've got a project to kind of focus on.
Well, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. If you are listening and you're enjoying the girls from Suddenly Sightless, definitely let us know. Get in touch via Twitter at RNIB Radio or use Facebook. Just find us, RNIB Connect Radio. You can, of course, email radio@rnib.org.uk and we'll tell you how you can download the Suddenly Sightless podcast as well as find the girls on YouTube. But first of all, I have to succumb to the shackles once again as Suddenly Sightless takes over the Daily Connect.
Yes, we are invading the RNIB Connect channel. We've decided that we're not quite ready to go yet.
No. So I've decided that we are going to debate an issue that we just can't agree on. If you could share your thoughts, that'd be great. But this whole like bold and neon makeup situation, I mean, I'm all for a pop of colour, but there seems to be some really ridiculous and outrageous eye looks out there now.
Oh, I've yet to change your mind.
Great.
Like I said before, I would glitter my entire face if I could. I want rainbow eyes and sparkly cheeks and glittery mouth. I don't care. But I do love a slight pop of colour. So if you do like a smoky eye and then when you close your eyes, you've got like, boom, neon pink in your face every single day. I love it. I think you need to play up your features. And like I said, just because I can't see it doesn't mean the rest of the world can't.
Yeah, I just think like some colours like are just not for every day. Like I do like my tones. Like I like my deep greens and my deep blues and my coppers. But I just couldn't go out with like a neon green eyelid.
Oh, I think I
don't think I could have the confidence to do that. I just don't feel like it's like an everyday kind of look.
But I think if something is so beautiful, then you should show it off every day. I don't know, if you found like the perfect glitter to put on your eyelids, then I'm sure as hell going to be wearing that Monday through Sunday, 365 days a year.
The amount you spend, I would want my money's worth.
But at the same time, I don't usually tend to go for blues or greens on my eyelid, and yet you do. So I suppose the same debate could apply to, do you go for blue or green eyeshadow, or do you tend to shy away? But I do, I just love colour, and I think especially because when I lost my sight, my colours changed a lot.
Yeah.
So I think now that I'm getting back into it and I can see them a little bit more, I'm kind of, I just want to embrace it. I just want to wear it all the time.
Well, maybe we should do a makeup, an eye rainbow thing tutorial.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could do a versus YouTube thing like day by day, and then every day I could do a colourful look, you could do a natural look, and see which one people are going to vote for. We could even poll it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just my confidence. It's just, I just don't feel like it goes with like everyday attire. Like if I go out in like jeans and t-shirt, I look like a scruff, but then my face is banging. It's like it's a bit of a contrast.
Yeah, but then, like, I tend to spill all my food down me when I eat. It doesn't matter what I eat. I can have bread and still end up with some kind of stain on my clothes. But if I've got that much pow on my eyes, people are going to be like, oh, bolognese stain, but oh, look at her eyes.
That is true. Maybe I should give it a go.
But no, seriously, this is what the podcast is like all the time. But you will hear us say that we do love each other, really, kind of.
Yeah.
People should get in touch and tell us what they prefer. Mm.
Would you recommend, like, if you're wearing a bold eyeshadow and bold makeup, would you recommend wearing fake eyelashes with that?
It's not for everybody. I know that a lot of people do like to, and I do get frustrated because I watch a lot of YouTube tutorials and almost all of them put fake eyelashes on. Now, I myself, I'm a mascara snob. I like to I like to use eyelash curlers and waterproof mascara because it's the only one that holds the curl, so I know I can get my lashes looking like they're fake, because they're not the easiest things to apply. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you are going out for a party, then there is no, you know, law against putting on fake eyelashes, even if it's just the little clusters to give it that little bit extra.
Is there any kind of tips for someone who can't really see?
I tend to paint it along my lash line like eyeliner, being very careful of getting it in your eye and putting them on, just lining it up with your lash line and just dropping them on and then squeezing them along. The one thing I will say is a lot of fake eyelashes need trimming, and it's best to get someone who is sighted to sort of do that for you. But I understand what you mean about the bold makeup every day, because if you do tend to go for bold every day like I do, when you are going out for a party or a special occasion, it can be a bit hard to not look like your everyday self.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend glitter, maybe a red lip, although you will need to tone your eyes down a little bit so you don't look too much.
So you'd recommend, if you're going to have like bright bold eyes, having a like
a
lighter
nude or neutral lip, definitely.
Okay.
But yeah, like I say, if you want to take your bold everyday look to bold going out look, you can always use your eyelashes then. Clutter them at people.
That sounds good. I think I need a cup of tea. Do you think we should give Chris the show back?
Just for a little while.
A little while.
The girls, Alexandra and Laura from Suddenly Sightless. It has been an absolute pleasure to have my show taken over by you today. Now, if our listeners would like to hear more of you, where can they get the podcast and where can they find you guys on YouTube?
Okay, so you can just search Suddenly Sightless on both YouTube and the podcast platforms. You can find us on SoundCloud.com and iTunes. Just search Suddenly Sightless podcast and I believe you can subscribe.
Yeah.
It is completely free. You don't have to pay for it. If you are following us on Twitter, which is at SuddenlySightL1, or if you have added our Suddenly Sightless page on Facebook, we are sharing it on there as well.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Suddenly Sightless.
Yeah, we're quite easily to find. However, on YouTube, if you type in visually impaired makeup, some of our videos will appear on there as well.
With a bit of luck.
Yeah. Just have a look for our smiley faces.
Well, we hope to have you on R&IB Connect Radio again. In the meantime, good luck with the podcast and have an absolutely fantastic weekend.
And you.
And you.
You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio.